left off last week, so we had discovered in our study of Bagazel that there is an institution of a ganav or gazel acquiring something, literally acquired the gufa davar, and he doesn't have to return the object, just has to be able to pay the value when it was b'shas gzeila. And that new institution of a kinyan that the ganav or gazel would have is a combination of two factors. One is yush and one is shinu rishus. Neither one doing the job of themselves, but combined the two, all of a sudden, hocus pocus is a kinyan. So we mentioned last week the two radically different approaches to the Rishonim, how to understand how those two non-kinyanim combined together to create a valid kinyan. So we said that one approach was the approach taken by the Ramban. The Ramban and the Chavos tells us that fundamentally Yush is the kinyan. The only thing is, Yush has a chisorn, and the chisorn in Yush is that it's Bisura Saliyadeh. So whenever it's Bisura Saliyadeh, the game's over. Therefore, you have to have Shinu Rishus in order to circumvent that problem of Yisroel Saliyadeh, thereby enabling Yush to do the job all by itself. So going to Rabban, it's basically a kingdom of Yush, and the goal of Shinu Rishus is to remove the problem within Yush. But then we pointed out that other Rishonim clearly have a different understanding. The Rambam and others clearly didn't learn that way. And we said another approach is that maybe Shinu Rishus is really the kinyan. Shinu Rishus really stands on its own two feet. It's part of the parish of Shinui Koinen, Shinui Hashem Koinen, Shinui Maiso Koinen, Shinui Rishus, all those things. Whenever you see the word Shinui, that's a good Kenyan. The only thing is that we can't really call it a Shinui Rishus until Yush precedes it. Otherwise, it's just physically handing it from one hand to another, but nothing really happened. There was no real transferring of any degree of monetary transferring, and therefore we cannot qualify it as a Shinui unless you have Yush. According to those group of Rishonim, it's really the opposite. The Yush is not really the key. The real kinyan is the Shinui. The Yush is enabling the Shinui. So everyone agrees one is enabling two, or two is enabling one. We're just not sure which is enabling one. So we pointed out that the pivotal Gemara was the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. They talked about the possibility of the Mekadesh and Isha with stolen goods if the owner would have been Mesiyahish. Now, the case of the Gemara doesn't really matter for us right now. The particulars that we spoke about last week, that particular case, I thought was no Yush. But it's clear from the Gemara that if there would have been Yush, then everything would have been good. Why would everything been good? The ring didn't belong to the Chassan, the castle didn't belong to the Chassan. So the Rishonim were quick to point out, no, what the Gemara must mean is Yush plus Shinui plus Shinui Rishos, that's what enables this Kedushin to be valid. So we said, wait a second, hold the phone. Yush plus Shinui Rishos, the Chassan never owned it. Doesn't Yush and Shinui Rishos mean that the Makabel gets it, the person who enters into the Rishos gets it, but the original Ganav doesn't get it at all? So we saw one possibility, seemed to be in some Rishonim, that no, that Yush and Shinui Rishus is actually almost like a Bo'en Kiyachot, that it becomes the owned by the Ganav, and then immediately goes to become into the Rishus of the Lakech, in this case the Makabel here, the woman. But the Chosin did own it for that, so to speak, that theoretical, you know, academic split second in time. The Chosin did own it, and it's that ownership of the Chosin, the Masachas, that enables the condition to go through. So we said that may be nice, and some Rishonim probably do say that, but the Ramban for sure didn't say that, because the Ramban holds that it's inconceivable for the Ganav to own it. Yisur Asli Yadi prevents the Ganav from ever owning it. So therefore, according to the Ramban, we offer a different approach, that, and again, we saw this in Rishonim also, that maybe what's really going on is that the Chosin is in fact not cutting it, and it doesn't really bother us. How can you have Kedusha without the Chosin giving? So we said, maybe the nature of Kedin Kesem is such, you can have, as long as the Kala is receiving, even though the Chosin didn't give, the Chosin facilitated the receiving of a Sheva Pruta, that in of itself is acceptable for Kesem Kedusha. So that was a loaded statement, but again, we saw Rishonim already had such an idea. So when all the dust settles, because we have two approaches to Yush and Shinui Rishus, therefore we have two approaches to learn the Gemara by Kedusha, which opens up the question for us, well, what is the din? Whenever you deal with the Kinyan Kesef, we're talking particularly about Kedushim, but Lav Dachma Kedushim, the very definition of Kinyan Kesef, does it follow the person who's giving? Does it follow the person who's receiving? Do you really need a giver? Is it enough that the recipient receives the Kesef? What is the definition of Kesef Kedushim? What is the definition of Kinyan Kesef? We call it Tarakula. Depending on what you think about all the pieces of this puzzle until that point, is going to impact on that particular Shaila. That's pretty much where we left off last week. Then we saw that the issue, whether it's a giver versus a receiver, has nafkaminas way beyond gezeila. Nafkaminas we spoke about in case of if it's asaba not to the nose, not to the makabel. We spoke about if it's not a shavapruta at the time that I give it, but it becomes a shavapruta at the time the other person receives. So it is a loaded question about kinyan kesef in general and kinyan kedusha in particular. What is the essence of a kinyan kesef? And again, it all stems from this gemara about the gezela. So let's just take a look. I sent my rabbi today. If I'm not mistaken, I sent him. First, I was going to say about pen, then I was thinking to myself, you know, I can't hold back this particular seed. You have to see this inside to appreciate it. Much of this discussion about Tinyan Kesef, and particularly about Kedusha Kesef, revolves around how to read a very, very cryptic Gemara in Masechet Kedushin, under Zion and Aleph. So comes the Gemara, the fourth line from the top of the Zion and Aleph in Kedushin. The end of the line. Heilach Mone. Viskachi the Ploni. So Reuben gives him money, gives an amount of money to a woman, and he says, I'm going to give you this ring, but he doesn't say a ring, but there's a li. He says, I'm going to give you this ring, and my giving this ring should make you Mikudeshes to Ploni, to somebody else, to Reuben. So the woman says, okay, Mikudeshes, the Kedusha is going to work. What? Well, what's going on? The Chasim didn't give a penny. Chasim's not even here. How in the world did this work? Or says, no problem. Mekudeshes midin Eved Kenani. This works based on a parsha of Chumash called Eved Kenani. Because Eved Kenani is Eved Kenani. So we know that if a person is Eved Kenani, one of the methods of freeing an Eved Kenani is through kesef. That's a pasuk in Chumash. The Torah speaks about Rahafte Lon of Dosa, a whole sugya, the fourth parashah of Chazgitin, at least according to many, many opinions. One of the methods of freedom for an Eved Kenani, he's no longer an Eved Kenani, is through him giving his value. Whatever his cash value is, he buys his freedom back from his Adon, and now he, in a sense, belongs to himself. He's free. So there's a very real technical problem in any scenario of an Eved Kenani trying to free himself from kesef. He doesn't own any kesef. So what's he going to give to the Adon? It's chajam, it's a late tzaddas. So that's what the Gemara says later on in the Kedushim, that l'chora, the whole institution of Shichur Eved Kenani, i.e. the kesef, is presupposing that somebody else is putting up the money. So somebody is going up to the other and saying, I would like to give $100,000, you should free the Eved, he has the kesef. But, and who acquires the Eved? I don't want to buy the Eved. I want to buy the Eved. It's a different story. I want you to free the Eved. So I'm giving you $100,000, and the Eved is now purchasing his freedom. Now how does that happen? The Eved, who was the lekeach, the Eved, who was the purchaser, did not come up with the cash. He didn't provide the money. So how does that work? So the answer is, well, it works. The Torah says it works. Kasha the Rabbanu Shalom's time. The Torah says, Hafler, the Torah speaks about not being paid in Eved Kenani as well. So comes the Gemara and says, how does that phenomenon work? It must be that the Torah must be telling us a tremendous chiddush about Kinyan Kesef. So Kinyan Kesef need not be given by the Lekech himself. All that's necessary, as long as the person who's losing the item, in this case it's the other who's losing his Eved, as long as the other gets the compensation, he gets the cash. It was, so to speak, facilitated on through somebody. The bottom line is he got what's coming to him. That is called the Kinyan Kesef. So now the Gemara makes a startling statement, condition of Zion. The Gemara says,
the situation different than Eved Kenani because he didn't get, somebody gave it to him against Baal that they give.
So you're assuming that the case that I just described means that somebody's giving the Eved the money and the Eved's giving it to the master. No,
no, he doesn't. Even if he gives it to the master, still, it doesn't. It's not that somebody gave him the money. It's just somebody sachar and then give.
But how does it work? What kind of kinyan kesef? That kinyan kesef means that I'm a lekeach. So I want to buy.
It's almost like you pay him with no money. It doesn't matter because
But there has to be a kinyan kesef. Shichur Eved Kenani is a halachic concept. It changes his whole being. He used to be, he was the Mekinai, now becomes the Yisrael. It's a whole concept in halacha. It impacts the Imamunus, it impacts potentially Yisrael Heter. So, Shichur Eved Kenani, the Kesef, is a real, real Kinyan Kesef. And yet, the Torah is describing by default, this is the only case that makes any sense, because otherwise, Mashkan Eved Kenani Rabo, that Kinyan Kesef can be affected without the Lokech proper giving Kesef. So, you see from the parasha of Eved Kenani, the Kinyan Kesef doesn't depend upon the giver of the Kesef, it depends on the recipient of the Kesef. The chiddush of the Gemara is that if you would have asked me, I would have said, that's nice, Eved Kenani, it's a chiddush of Torah, don't ask me any kashas. But the Gemara says, no, we can extrapolate from there to other kinyan kesef as well, even as far as Kedushin. And you can have a case of Kedushin where we have the same idea, that the chassan doesn't have to give the money. Now, that was not the same. The chassan's hands are not tied. He could give the money, but he doesn't have to. The same way that the Torah says the Eved Kedayim need not give the kesef, and he can acquire something without giving money, as long as the owner received the money. So too, the chassan can acquire the kala without him giving a penny, as long as the kala received the money. She received the money from a total stranger. And that's okay, and that's what Gudesh is, but there I, and that's what's going to be done at the Kanani.
If we say by that, a Kanani case like a Bar Gecha kind of svara, that the money is coming to the Eved at the same
time. But it's not that that's it's not going to the Eved.
No, but the same second that the
Adam's
giving it.
No, but the Adam's not giving it to the Eved. If the Adam gives it to the Eved first, then you run into a whole other problem of Yesh Kinyan Eved Belarabo. That's a whole other sugi that later on does that tradition. But here, we're, the Eved's not even in the picture. The Eved's not involved with Chalal.
This case is obviously not a case of
shlichus. Oh, Dr. Fisher hit the jackpot. The jackpot if we would be learning Kedushin of Zayim and Aleph. So, because you said, I'm going to have to answer the question. So, Rashi is bothered with a bomb kasha on the sugya. Rashi says, wait a second. Hold the phone. For 1 second, says Rashi. Reuven is going to Rachel and giving money and saying, I would like you to be married to Shimon. What is Shimon like? Would Shimon particularly want to marry this woman or not? So what is it? If Shimon doesn't want to marry this woman, forget about Eved Kenani. This is ridiculous. So what kind of condition is that? You need das ha-chosin, you need das ha-ish. I can't be mekadesh somebody else to somebody else. That doesn't make any sense. So Rashi immediately sticks into the sugya that, of course, he's a shaliach. Who shalucho? If he's not a shaliach, so then the sugya doesn't even begin. Of course, this ploiny who's putting up the cash is a shaliach. So what's the cash? Not that the bishop. Abazoi, that he's a shaliach. So when he's giving money, he's not a stranger. Isn't he giving? Don't we say shluch hashem kemoso? Isn't he giving? It's ke'ilu the chassan is giving. The whole point of the Gemara is to show you the chassan doesn't have to give. So Rashi's got you in a checkmate now. Just tell me, says Rashi, answer one question. The guy who's giving the ring right now, yes, shliach and ok shliach. You tell me. I'll play whatever game you want. You want to tell me he's a shliach? If he's a shliach, then he's the shliach of the chassan. So the chassan is giving. If he's not the shliach of the chassan, so what's going on? This is ridiculous. Give him a kaddish and isha without the das of the chassan. So Rashi tiptoes around this problem. If you take a look at the Rashi, so Rashi says on the third line, hilchmar is kashin ploni, v'hu shlucho. Rashi says he's a shliach. Rashi commits himself. If he's not a shliach, then the game's over. But then Rashi's bothered with the Merman Roshach. Ella Shemakadsha Mishalo. But he's not using the Chassan's money. What did Rashi just say in three words? What did Rashi say? Shemakadsha Mishalo? Shlushlo Mekamoso works from today till tomorrow on Das Kedushin, but it doesn't work on what? In cash. My money's not your money. Just because I'm a Shaliach doesn't mean that my cash is your cash. Shlushlo Mekamoso doesn't address our financial resources. And therefore, the halacha views it as the chassan not giving money. So yes, it's true, the chassan has given over the zchus, the das, kedushin, through the vehicle of shlichus, but shlichus of today till tomorrow will not solve that dilemma, that it's still not the money of the chassan, and therefore we have to fall back on the parish of Eved Kenani. That's how Rashi solves that problem. The Ritva has a legamri, different understanding of this gemara, but again, this is already off of our purposes. So we want to extract from this gemara the following saying, that yes, Kinyan Kesef can be accomplished through the receiving of money without the chosin necessarily giving the money. It's a mefarshim gemara. So the chora, this gemara should shed significant light in our discussion. Isn't this a slam dunk? Isn't this poshut? Isn't this obvious? Isn't this gemara telling us that there's no need for the kohen to give the money, which would shed light on our gezeila yushin shin rishus saga? We want to know, how in the world is this woman Mekudesh? It must be Feirish, that's been given condition. The woman's Mekudesh has to Yush, and the Rishon made on Yush and Shin Rishos. How could that be? How you talking? The Chosin didn't own the money. So some Rishon went squealing and said, yeah, the Chosin owned the money. Yeah. And we said last week, the Ramban says, B'shum Panim V'Oifin. Yisur Asa Liyadeh, Garnish Gehelfin, the Gazan doesn't own the money. So if so, how does it work? A strange, bizarre thing. It works through the woman getting without the chassan giving. So we said, come on. Whoever did such a kedushin? Remember? It was Zayim and Aleph. Fair Shikamar. Is it? Or is it not? Is this Gemara proof positive to that yisod last week that was totally out of the place of Yishayin, that you don't really need Mesidus HaChosin. You don't really need Mesidus HaLakech. All you need is the Moicha, or in this case, the woman to receive. Is this Gemara right or wrong? Let's look really, really carefully. Analyze for a moment what the Gemara did say and did not say. There were three players in Kedusha of Zion. There's the Kala, there's the Chosan, and we'll call him the Nosein, Rashi's Nosein slash Shaliach. But the Nosein of his own, he gets the money out of his own pocket. He's the Nosein. What's Pshat? This Pshat is Gemara, like we just said a minute ago, that the Gemara is telling us that the Chosan does not have to give anything. Nobody has to give anything for that matter. What only has to happen is she has to receive. That's all that matters. When the Nosein gives, that's tantamount to nobody giving. Who's the Nosein? He's not getting married. He's a stranger. His Nesin is Goren Shkelfin. So if the Gemara is sanctioning a Nesin as a Nosein, what the Gemara is saying is that Nesin as a Kesef is not really important. All that's necessary is Kabbalah as a Kesef. Is that pshat? Is that what a Kenani means?
No, that's because in this, the guy. There's no question of the status of the money. The money is being given by the Nosein. There's no halachic question about its nature. Whereas in our case, there's a whole question of what is the nature of, status of this thing which is being given.
You're ready, starting the ball rolling. So let's rephrase this question just for a minute. The Nosein is giving the money. The Chosan is Lagabra, he's in China, he's in Australia, he's nowhere near, he's no Shaychus, what's going on? He appointed Shliach, but for the money angle,
right.
It's irrelevant. Right?
That's
a secret.
Why?
Because Shluch Shal Kavosa doesn't apply to whose money it is. If it did, then the whole sugya is a waste.
How else would this work without some sort of money? You know,
but it's not Shliach. No, the Shliach is not on the money per se. That's exactly what Rashi's whole point was. Rashi said, of course the guy's a Shliach. If he's not a Shliach, then there's no
doesn't. Anything, the Shliach doesn't do anything. So she has to get something to be married, no?
But the giving of the money proper, the ownership of the money, if you hold it, there's a din that you need ownership of the money, shlichus is not going to affect that. That's what Rashi said. Because if you're going to tell me that shlichus kibbutzim means that if I'm your shliach, then what I own belongs to you, because we just merged to become one person, shlichus kibbutzim is pshuto kamashmo, so then what didn't you have a kinani for? So then this is regular plain kiddushin ayde shlichus. Rashi's walk a tightrope and tell you there's a gewaltige kiddushin. That years of shlichus because it's mishlichus, so then there's no das kedushin b'chol. The whole thing is blocked. But you still have to come on to the chiddush of Rebbe Kenani, and the chiddush of Rebbe Kenani means that the chosan didn't give. But I want to know as follows: is the chiddush of Rebbe Kenani mean that no giving is necessary?
No.
Is that the pshat? That the giving of the kesef kedusha is totally and completely meaningless and b'chol mavotol?
It's still the Baal Mullen who's giving.
What do you mean by that? Let's walk it through. What do we say? Of course you need a Nesina. About you need a Nesina Sakyasef.
Doesn't need to be the Hevitz.
And there is a Nesina Sakyasef. But it's being done by the wrong person. What's the answer? The Nesina Sakyasef of the Nosein is being Mesiaches to the who? To the Chosun, but not through what vehicle? Not the Shlichus. Because if Shlichus would have done the trick, then what would he have connected? It's out that Shlichus doesn't do the trick. Shlichus addresses Meisim. Shlichus doesn't address ownership of cash. I am not you and you are not me. That's what the famous Tzai says. Why can't I point as a Shlich for tefillin on? I'll oversleep this morning. I'll tell you to put tefillin on. Have me in mind. So the Tzai says, that's cute. But he says, but that's irrelevant. Because Shlichus means by Meisim, you're Meisim. But I'm not your goof. I'm not you. You're not me. So the tefillin is being, you're doing a mice of a tefillin, the wrong person.
Can I acquire something for somebody else? I can't buy something for somebody else without giving him the money?
He's doing something that this person wants. Zocha adam lo b'fanav. So he's the beneficiary of being zocha him this mice.
100%. The mice you could do a zocha adam lo b'fanav and a mice you could do 100%. That would be true. Maybe. Shlichus for sure you can. Rashi says you don't even need Zochin. Zochin is when there's no form of Minish Shlichus. I am better than Zochin. I have a Minish Shlichus, a real appointment Shlich, and it still doesn't work.
Because Kedusha is not a good argument to have discussion because we have circumstance
that she could be Mekadesh without some, you know, because he's an Adam Chashur, what's the time?
No, all those cases are because they're all Shavah Pruta. You cannot have Kedusha without a Shavah Pruta. Those are called Shavah Pruta. That is because since he's being Mahanahar, the Hanah that she's receiving a gift, he's even was giving her a penny. So the conditions are regular Kidin Kesef. I mean, it's a little bit different than Kidin Kesef, but for our purpose is it's working with the regular rules of Kidin Kesef.
Can we tie it together to say that it's an Atana? That the no say now is giving it to the woman, Al Das, that he's giving it almost like it's a Matana via.
But the Bais didn't. There are vehicles of Matana. The vehicles of Matana are, it has to be Mamshin Asinus and Matana. So it's hard to, you need a Masakinia, right. You don't know. So Lechora, one could revea Ever Kenani and say, you know what's happening with Ever Kenani? When the no-say, the guy who's giving the cash to the other, what's really happening is that his decedus at Kesef is ki'ilu the Evid gave the cash. Or in the case of Kedushin, when the no-say, the stranger, the shliach slash stranger slash no-say, is giving the ring to the woman, apidin it's ki'ilu the chosin gave the ring. It's not shlichus. Shlichus will not help me here. It's a Chiddush HaTorah that was said uniquely in the parasha of Kidin Kesef, that the standards for what constitutes the Sinus HaKesef don't have to be the Kol HaTorah standards of an official formal Shlichus. That's the Chiddush HaTorah of Evid Kenani. But to say it's not in the Sinus HaNoisin altogether, to say that it's not the Sinus HaChosan, to say the Chosan's in Chinese out of the picture, that's too far removed. That's not true. That is just not correct. So it's not 100% clear what the nature of what's really going on in Av Zayin is. L'chora, that's going to make all the difference in the world. If you learn that the Chiddush of Evid Kenani and the extension to Kidin Kedushin is that Kesef doesn't require the Lekech to give the cash, it's just not necessary, there's no need whatsoever to give the item, so then I understand why the Kedushin of Yush and Shinrishas can work, even though the Chosin never required anything, like the Ramban. The Chosin acquired nothing. It never was his. That zero. There was no Nesina done on behalf of the Nice and zero. And that's still Mekudeshes. That's the Basha of a Kenani. But if you revamp Evid Kenani and say that Evid Kenani is not that, Evid Kenani is not the removal of the Nice and the Gamre. It's just a shift of emphasis that the Maisa HaNoisin is Mesiaches to the Chosin. But you still need a Maisa. You need a Maisa to see this as a Kesef. You can't be Mekudesh without a Maisa to see this as a Kesef. So then, if you really believe that's what Evid Kenani is all about, then you cannot say the Ramban's Pshat. You cannot say that the Chosin didn't own the Gezeila. Because if the Chosin didn't own the Gezeila, there was no Nesina. There was no Nesina at the Bas. There was zero. Evid Kenani is not going to help you. Evid Kenani only helps you in the Sugya, according to the Ramban, if you believe that Evid Kenani means that you don't need a Nesina at the Bas altogether. So when all the dust settles, what you think about Yush and Shini Rishus, whether you think the Ramban's beer is the correct one or the other beer is the correct one, it all boils down to what you think is really going on between the lines of Kedushin of Zion. What is the Chiddush HaTorah of Evid Kenani? So, Tach, what's the answer to that question? What is the Chiddush HaTorah of Evid Kenani? What would be the test case, barring our Yush and Shinrish scenarios? How would you ever test in a million years whether the din of Evid Kenani works based on the lack of a need of Nesida Sanaisen? Or the din of Evid Kenani is based on the fact that there is a Nesias HaNoisin that's Mesiaches to the Evid.
Was there das on the part of the Evid, like to tell the whoever's buying him out?
Well, you could be Meshach or an Evid Pashas even against his will. So,
and even that would be as if he gave
right,
money.
That's right. So, could we have any test case whatsoever? So, there is a machloikis in Ktzoyis and Reb Chaim about a certain prat. In Hilchas Evid Kenani, that I think will illustrate this for our purposes, put some clarity in the Sugya Kedushin of Zion, and will ultimately impact in our discussion back to Sukkah Neflamim. What would the din be in the following scenario? I'm going to be a really nice guy, and I'm going to do a Kidin Kesef for somebody else. I'm going to go and take my own cash, and I'm going to go and acquire something invoking the parasha of Evid Kenani on somebody else's behalf, just one small technical problem. The person who I want to be such a nice guy to happens not to be Jewish. Think about that. Any problems with it? No. Not even Evid Kenani anymore. I want to buy going to go to the store and buy a bag of potatoes on behalf of a goy, using my money. I in kedusha of zayin aleph, it works. But in this particular quirk of a case, the person who I'm doing the din of Rebbe Kenani on their behalf, I'm not really buying Rebbe Kenani. I'm invoking the din of kinyan kesef from Rebbe Kenani on behalf of a goy.
What's the
halacha
of kinyan of a
goy? There are details of what kinyan of a goy. You want to get involved in the details of what kinyan of a goy.
Make a differential what the kinyan.
No, it's kinyan kesef. Assuming kinyan kesef works for a goy. For karka, for sure, works for a goy. If I want to buy land for if I want to buy a goy to buy land, for sure, kinyan kesef works. So I'm going to go and put the money up front for the goy. Any problems with that? The ktsoy says he doesn't think of any problems whatsoever. It's a problem.
Maternal to a guy?
Well, maybe not the tangential. Just the didi mamishim. Just the pure didi mamishim. It says what's wrong. It says, a goy is a kid in kesef. This is a kid in kesef. The Gemara just told us of Zion. This is one of the pratim of didi kesef. One of the halachas that govern kid in kesef is this chidish ha-toyra of. Okay, the Gemara extrapolates from Hiena Kedushin, from Hiena Mominus. The Gemara says you can do the same stuff with buying a field a little bit later on the page. So says, what's the difference? Jew guy, what's the difference?
Because if the ability to do this Maisa Kinyan, there's a Chiddush HaTorah of a Jew acting on behalf of.
No. You said the bad word.
He can't be Messiah, maybe.
Wait, you said it. You said the word. I had to interrupt. What was it again? You said the word acting on behalf.
Hold on.
You're both saying mamash the same thing. So both of you are saying, wait a second. How can a Jew act on behalf of goy? Don't we know? In shlichus liakom, everybody knows that. You can have shlichus in Jews and goy. That's the ABCs. Kedush daf mem alef. You know what the ktsayis? The ktsayis knew that. What do you think the ktsayis said?
There's no shlichus.
What's up to shlichus? There's never kenani. Says the ktsayis, what's happening is that a kinyan kesef is being done. It's not pshat that I'm doing a kinyan kesef on your behalf. A kinyan kesef is being done because the mekabel is getting his money. I'm not acting on behalf of anybody. And therefore, you can't slap me with in shlichus la'akum.
But you say the same thing back to the ketzos, that the chiddush haTorah, kinyan kesef, only works when a Jew does that maisa.
But no, kinyan kesef applies to goyim. We know the kinyan kesef applies to goyim. That's a fact. That's a reality. Kinyan kesef applies to goyim. So if kinyan kesef applies to goyim, so then the ketzos says, so what's the problem? This is a kinyan kesef. This is a full-fledged bona fide kinyan kesef. You can buy fields with it, you can buy women with it. It's a full-fledged kinyan kesef. So if it's a full-fledged kinyan kesef works for Jews and goyim. What's the difference? And don't, how can we chant the ketzos? You're telling me, no, I can't do something on behalf of the goyim. I'm not doing anything on behalf of the goyim.
He's just benefiting from it.
I mean, he's getting something, but I didn't do anything for him. Zok Reb Chaim? No. Zok Reb Chaim. True, this is not shlichus. Great, this is not shlichus. If it were shlichus, then we wouldn't need Rebbe Kenani. Not shlichus. But the nature of the din of Rebbe Kenani is such that it's highlighting a yachas, there's a relationship. A is acting on behalf of B through a different vehicle. Zok Reb Chaim is part of a whole theory Reb Chaim had. Ein shlichus li'akon doesn't just mean that there's no shlichus between Jews and goyim. Ein shlichus li'akon means that I can't create a chalois on behalf of a goy. That relationship of me doing something on behalf of somebody else, that's like Klai Shol HaRei Mizel, that kind of thing. I can't do that on behalf of goyim. So Kol's mind that we have to invoke some kind of parsha Torah, call it shlichus, enucha shlichus, call it zechiyah, call it a kenani, you name, you call it whatever you want to call it. If A is acting on behalf of B, they better be two Jews. If it's one Jew and one non-Jew, it's not going to work. So l'chare, that l'chloik is the tzayis and rechayim, that what our understanding of this Gemara is, this is totally and completely the yesod ha-yesodus in terms of understanding everything we want to talk about, by Gezel, about Yishish and Rishos. Because according to one approach in the sugya, this Gemara is saying you don't need Nesinus HaKesef. Finish, end of discussion. That's what the Tzai said. You don't need Nesinus HaKesef. And if you don't need Nesinus HaKesef, that's why the woman could be Kodeshes. But Yishush and Rishos, even though the Gaza never got it, Yisur Asli Yodei, it doesn't matter. The Kodesh is Chal anyway. Whereas according to the approach of Reb Chaim, that no, there is a nesinus hakesef, in a, this watered down, quasi make-believe shlichus kind of a thing, not real shlichus, but make-believe shlichus. Once you say that this Gemara Kedushin is not being mechadish, this idea, you don't need nesinus hanoisin, so then what's going on in Yishin Shin Rishus? Where's the nesinus hanoisin? So the answer is, there must be that the gazla is kleina b'vasachas. Really? That's nice, according to non-Ramban people. According to Ramban, that's Lomita and Lehomer. So that machloit is the Ramban and Ramban from last week, that ultimately how the Kedushin works on Daf Mem Gimel is a throwback to this Gemara Kedushin of Zion, depending on how you read this Gemara. So all the two sugars of Mamish totally is Abisa. So by say, if you take this extreme position that some Rishonim had, Tzoyis had it, Ramban had it, that by Kidyon Kesef, you don't really need a nosin at all. Therefore, you can conclude some of the things we spoke about last week. The Radvaz, remember they got tossed the Kedushin to the woman? It went down in value. Remember, it went up in value. By the time she gets it, it's worth a pruta, but when he gave it, it was less than a pruta. Radvaz says, maybe that's okay. We can take all our focus, all our emphasis off the chosan, everything revolves around the kala and the chuba. We only care what she receives. I couldn't care less what he gives. Come to Radvaz with another tshuva. Another shayla. Following shayla, to throw back to something we mentioned a little bit in passing last week. There's a Mishnah in Kedushin Nachum Hay. It says, if you have a Kaddish and Isha with Isuri Hana, forget any of Kedushas. Kedushas is not chal. Menatayrish is not Kedushas. Radvaz has the following shayla. Standing under the chuppah. And the rabbi, where's the ring? I can't find the ring. The only thing he's able to find, he's got a cheeseburger in his back pocket. It's also got a dover, also got no, in his back pocket. So the Mishnah says, Makash Bos Mukhavim Kudeshis. One small technicality. This woman is not a well woman. She has doctor's orders. Doctor said she must eat the cheeseburger or she's going to die. So the rabbi says, what's the din? Kudeshis, Mishnah, Kudeshis. What's the shot? Obviously, it's absurd. Okay, what's it trying to highlight? It's trying to highlight a fundamental yisoid. What? From his vantage point, it's also banah. From her vantage point, it's mutter banah. Yem kudeshes and nishma kudeshes. So the Rav says, not mukudeshes. No, it's not going to work. Even though the Rav said, when you toss the ring in the air, and it goes from less than a pruta to more than a pruta, by the time it lands on our shus, it's already a pruta. Rav says, Yem kudeshes. It's a big problem. Aren't those two tshuvas so similar to one another? Aren't those two tshuvas of the Rav, those two, each case wilder than the next, but they're both trying to isolate a lomdashi yisod. They're both really, the Rav wasn't interested in drawing these absurd cases. The goal of the Rav was to highlight practically, to put into real life scenario, once every 10 billion years, the following scenario that can highlight the difference between whether it really the focus is on him or the focus is on her. Who is really kaveh, I guess, for Kedushin? The giving of the nice and the recipient of the Mekavel. So when it comes to the Pachta Shoputa going up in value, he says, yeah, we can wave it on, the Kedushin's chal. Like half the Rishon and Kedushin of Zion. When it comes to the Treifus case, comes to the Bas Mechal case, no. No, not the Kedushin. Why not? It's an identical case.
It's different.
What's the difference?
When she gets in, it's Shavaputa, it's Shavaputa to him too. Meaning you can connect him to that when she gets it. When she gets the cheeseburger, it's still also to him. He has no shakas to that cheeseburger.
It's true, but he has no shakas to that. Once that ring was received to her, it's not his anymore. So in the end of the day, it was never, he did not suffer loss for Pruta. He suffered a loss of a pachas with Pruta. He could have invested and waited long enough, he would have been worth the Pruta, but he didn't.
Is that really necessary? He has to lose a Shavaputa?
Well, if you hold the Yenid Nesina, it's the same shayla. I'm just throwing the question back to you. If you hold that you need Nesina Sakesef, then you need Nesina Sakesef Shavaputa. Shavaputa is the shear of...
You need Nesina, and she has to get a Shavaputa.
Nesina, by definition, means a Nesina Sakesef. Kesef, the shear of Kesef of Batur is Pruta. Less than a Pruta is Kamanda Leysa.
Can we differentiate between something which has an indeterminate value and something which has no value at all?
Or a pruta is a pialocha, like nothing.
It's nothing.
So why can't will learn from Shogeg, that he runs to Eir Miklat, right? And he climbs on a tree. So if Goel Adam catch him in a tree and the leaves are outside, right? He's not Hayah. Because, right? So So we go after the Makor of the Eretz. So that there can be also the Makor of itself, of the beginning.
Okay, I mean, again, each case, you know, there are different svaras, different areas of halacha where you follow in terms of when you have these mixtures of things. But even within these two cases, the Chora, at first glance, the two cases that the Radvaz is depicting, the two bizarre illustrations, are contradicting one another.
When you look at it from the perspective of the rest of the world, it's a Shavuot now. And so it's a Pruta now, but the other case, the rest of the world, it's still the Lasser.
I'll tell you a secret. The Mishnah Melech was so bothered with this Kasha. He said, how in the world, can you turn around and tell me that when you toss the ring and it goes up in value, that's okay? But when you give the cheeseburger to the sick woman, that's not okay. It's the same Shiloh. Make up your mind. He's the nice of the Makkah.
Isn't he getting Hanoah out of the cheeseburger that he's giving to the woman?
That's another problem. But that giving him, getting Hanoah probably is not the Ikav in the condition. So the Mishadelf threw his hands up and he says, these two truths are associated with one another. He doesn't know what to do with them. So comes the Ktzos in the Sefer Avner Eloi. The Avner Eloi says he doesn't think it's a Kasha B'chlal. Shai started the ball rolling a little bit. I think B'chlal is a Kasha. Why is Kedusha not valid with Yisur Hano? Because it's not a what? Basically,
it's
not Shaputa. It doesn't have a din moment. What do you want to say? It's not a Shaputa, it's not a din moment. Something along those lines. It's mufka from it, the status of moment. Either because the halach is mafkiyat, or in the marketplace mafkiyat, that's a further shayla, but the ma'isa doesn't have a din moment. When you have a chilish yesh b'sakona, eating a cheeseburger, does that cheeseburger have a din moment for that person?
It's medicine.
Does it have a din moment?
No.
There's no such thing as a private like din moment. Din moment is determined by what? The Shash Rishuk, what the marketplace is. So even though this woman is technically allowed to eat this cheeseburger, but it doesn't have a din moment, it's not worth the Shavapruta. She has a special chus, a heter, a toyer, a chayv, and eat the cheeseburger, but for the chet, you want to put it to Briscoe lingo, the gavra is allowed to eat it, but the chefta doesn't become a din moment because the gavra is allowed to eat it. And therefore, in the case of the pruta, the case when I threw a half a pruta, then it became a pruta, when she received the din moment. So that's what the Radva says. That's all she needs. And he quotes Kedushin of Zion and Aleph. And he quotes Ramban by Yishishin Rishab. Kinyan Kedushin Kasef only requires Kabbalah Samakabel. But you need Kabbalah Samakabel. When you have a cheeseburger, you could be a chayef day till tomorrow. There's no kabbalah sabakabel. There's nish nesidus hanoyse, nish kabbalah sabakabel.
I have a kasha on that. Yeah. In other words, why don't you say that it has the value of what she would pay for a trufa? In other words, it's a trufa. A trufa has a value. It could be 10 times what the intrinsic value is.
100%. It doesn't matter what she personally would pay for it. Now, pidin, a mechir or something, the shabbos of something is nikva. By in lectures of Kovach, what's the mechir of a shuk? Yisuri Hano have no mechir. Yisuri Hano have no value to them. I think you're asking. I'll rephrase the question. What do you mean? It's a joke. What is Dodin Mamun? She's enjoying it. She's alive from it now. She's thinking, Zah Hano, Gavaldik, Myra did. Guess what? It still has Dodin Mamun. Says that in the Lumbergin Raibur. Gemara says, what's the din? Person sitting in Rishalayim decides he wants to get married. He's standing under the chuppah, can't find the ring. He pulls out an apple. Small technical problem. You know what the apple is? It's a Meister Sheni apple. During the old city, you're allowed to eat Meister Sheni. The Tara, the Kedusha of Tara. He pulls out the apple, says, I'm going to Kedusha to the apple. To the what's the din? Not going to Kedusha to the chuppah. Why? We bask it, Meister Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. It doesn't have a din Mamon to it. It's the Ribbono Shlom's money. I'm allowed to eat it. The Gemara says, "Meshuchan gavoa kezachu." You're a guest of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Zochti avim miluim. A fascinating insight. He says, "A chaylish yesh per sakana is the Rebbeinu Shalom's guest to eat a cheeseburger." That means the cheeseburger is not yours. It doesn't belong to you. It doesn't have a din moment. It's a goyin. Meshuchan gavoa kezachu. The Torah says, "V'chayvah." If I would have told you before the shiur, this is the marshal. The chayla sheyesh b'chatan eating a cheeseburger up b'din is like a guy eating ma'aseh shayim tush v'dayim. You thought it was crazy. No, it's the same marshal. Neither of them mitava cheftzev din mamon. Is a heter hagavra to eat it. The heter hagavra doesn't transform the cheftzev din mamon.
So would you say that the din comes out the other way if it's an item that's just usher to him, but it's mutter to everyone else? Like he takes a neder and he says...
Right, so that's the original case from last week. That was the case of the chalipe sirino, right? You know what I mean? So by side, we can again get a sense that this shaila that the Rishonim are fighting out now, our sugya and sukkah of lamed, as to how to understand yish and shin and rishus, is not just limited to sukkah of lamed. It opens up our eyes, sugyas in babakama, bani sirus liyadeh, opens up our eyes, sugyas in besachas kedushin. A lot of stuff flying around. But if you remember, it all boiled down to that one Gemara. Let's take a quick look back at that Gemara Kedushin just for a second, just to reacquaint ourselves with that Gemara. And that's been Beis on Beis, which it was, that we saw last week, and then the Beis on the Beis. About six lines from the top. How God for the... I'm sorry, I lost the place. I'm sorry, three lines at the top. Hi, Issa, Dabakamashi Kara. She was taking a bath. The Mishka with the Mai, she was washing her feet. Also, Gavra Chotav, a guy came and stole money from his friend. For Shadla, and he threw it to her. Also, Gavra coming to the road, they want to know what's the din. Yemukadesh the Nisht. Amar, he said, don't worry about it. Lace the Chashlad Rabbi Shimon. No one holds like Rabbi Shimon, don't stop because they're the Yishbayel Mami. If you would have held like Rabbi Shimon, it would have been Achamve. We would have been required to get. Nobody holds like Rabbi Shimon. There was no Yish, nothing to worry about at all. Het Gomer, it doesn't need to get at all. The implication of the Gemara is obvious that if Rabbi Shimon would have been right, you would have needed again. The Kedusha would have been Chal. Fret the Rishonim last week, Ritva asked the Kasha on the Sugya, what do you mean she would need to get? We passing Yish is not good. What do you need to get for? So the Ritva was the one who said, started the ball rolling, it's Yish and Shin Rishos, which got us talking for the last week and a half. There's a startling other approach to this Gemara. Bothered with the same question, there's another approach in Rishonim to this Kasha. The Gemara says, Lace the Chash Rabbi Shimon, don't bring Rabbi Shimon into the mix. And if Rabbi Shimon was right, we would be worried. Don't we paskin Yishas HaKoneh? Doesn't everybody know that? Take a look now at the Gemara in Baba Kama. Take a look at the Rosh in the Sabbath. Rosh, the seventh paragraph of Baba Kama. Seventh paragraph. Simon Beis. Those are the regular Gemaras of Pesach Kuflamed. The other Gemaras I can't tell you. On page Kuflamed. Perek Zion, Simon Beis. So if you remember back when we first began to speak about what the Yush is calling for Gzela, we saw three possibilities in the Gemara itself. We saw Rabbah who held Yush is for sure kind of like Gzela. The only thing is Rabbah wasn't sure their eyes at the Rabbanim. Remember his suffix was, should we derive from a Shabbos Abed or no? For sure it's Koine, not quite sure the rice of the Rabbanim. What did Rabbi Yosef say? Not Koine at all. Those are the three possibilities. Rub of the Rishonim hold, we pass the Rabbi Yosef. The simple reading of all the Gemara says we pass the Rabbi Yosef, Yush is not Koine at all, not the rice and not the Rabbanim. But guess who disagrees? The Rosh. Comes the Rosh, let's take it up five lines to the bottom. Uva Yush because they look plenty of Rabbi Yosef. Rabba Svirulei de Koine, al de Mesafle de Raisa de Rabban. Rabbi Yosef Sava de Afid Rabban lo Koine. Vekaimalon ke Rabba, we paskin like Rabba. Vekoine Yush le Chumra. What does that mean? He didn't really paskin like Rabba. If he really paskin like Rabba, then he would have said it's Koine le Gamre. What does the Chumra mean? If and when following Rabba leads us to a Chumrah, we're going to be Chayshesh for Rabba Shita. But Eirish HaBalabat, so God, if we leave that part out, what does it mean to be Chayshesh for Rabba? Listen to the next line. V'im Kidesh Isha B'Gzela Achayush Shricha Get. If such a case would ever happen, that a person stole something that was Yush, you will insist on a get. The rabbi saw the lechol apachas kani midrabonim. But with rice, the kind of Yush lechani. Says the Rush, I never meant to say that we think Yush is kind of the rice, and we probably don't. But midrabonim, lechumra, at least we do hold like rabba. Therefore, which Gemara reads like a charm now? Which Gemara reads like a cinch right now? The Gemara we just read Nafton Beis. What was the story of the Gemara? Meshuggah went in and stole some money from somebody, gave it to the woman, he said it was a kedushas thing. So Rava said, don't worry about it, there was no Yush, because no one thinks it's Yush. The Stam Gzeil is not Yush. Implying that if there would have been Yush, we would have needed a get. So the Ritva last week asked, what do we need a get for? Yush is not koina. So what did the Ritva say? Yush plus Shinu Rishos, and he took us on a detour for a week and a half. What did the Rush say? He calculates, says the Rush. There was no Shinu Rishos here. That's not the point. That's not the kedushin. What's the condition? Yush alone. I give all. Doesn't everybody know that we pass in Yush as that kind of what's the answer? No. Not everybody knows that. And by matter of fact, says the Rosh Vechayshish that Midrabanan and the Tach is kind. And therefore, you do need to get Lechum and Midrabanan. What did the Rosh just completely and totally circumvent? The entire sugya we've been talking about for the last week and a half. It means everything we've been talking about oh, the Kedushin's Chal based on Yush and Shinu Rishos. That was the Ritva talking last week. That was us talking for a week and a half. The Rosh says, the Gemara never meant it, the Gemara never said it. What the Gemara really meant to say is, Yush is kind of l'chumra. So now to complete the sugya, in complete circle now. Why would the Rosh so convince his child is right? How did the Rosh see in the Gemara arrive? The Rosh bringing a riot from this Gemara, in effect, that we pass in Yishas Kodim and Dirabon L'chumra. Didn't he realize that the Ritva had a deal? Didn't he realize there was another way to read this Gemara? Didn't he realize that this Gemara could have been Yush and Shinu Rishos? Wasn't this obvious as a way out? How did the Rosh see in this Gemara the riot? This is the ironclad riot that Rechashish Yishas Kodim. Well, it was no riot at all. Maybe we've been right for the last week and a half in Shir. Maybe it's based on Yush and Shinu Rishos. Why do you think the Rush veered off track of the Ritva and everything we were saying? Because we're both saying, if you want to accept Yush and Shinu Rishos as what's really going on in Kedushin and Beis, then you have to say one of two things, going back to everything we've been saying for the last week and a half. Either you have to say that you don't really need the no saint to give, that's one approach, and quite frankly, the Rush felt that was just not true. There was nothing to substantiate that claim. The only Gemara that seems to point in that direction is which Gemara? Is the Kanani by the Zion? And in the back of his mind, what do you think the Rush held? Who do you think the Rush held like? What does the Kanani really mean? Not like the Tzoyis that there's no Nesina. There isn't. He's Reb Chaim. The Rush at the back of his mind, you're going to have to make Shadu Kedush of Zion. Kedush of Zion is Dvar B'Talem. That's meaningless. Completely and totally meaningless. Okay, maybe. Isn't there a second beer? What's the other beer? What was the other beer? The other beer is, you have to see the Sanoise, because it goes to who? It all be Vasachas. Whenever you have a Yishin Shin Rishus, the Gazan's going there. Right? Why couldn't the Rosh fathom that? Why couldn't the Rosh swallow that? The Rosh is being a riot that Yishin's Kona L'chumid Rabbanon. He is negating the Ritva's Pshat. Hakol Mikol Kol. He's negating one version of the Ritva's Pshat because he holds Reb Chaim is right. He's negating the other half of the Ritva's Pshat. Why? Because it's Lonita Mehomer, the other Pshat. You know why? That Pshat in Rishayim that's willing to say that you need the Nisein and you have the Nisein and the Gzela belongs to the Gazan for a fleeting second, that is assuming against who? Which great Rishon could never say such a thing? The Ramban. Because remember the Ramban said, Yisrael HaSliyadi is Dima'akim, it's Chaypul HaYavar. It's inconceivable. Yisrael HaSliyadi. I have only one question to ask. How does the Rush weigh in on that question? Is the Rush on the Ramban's team or not? If the answer is yes, then we know exactly why the Rush said in Babakam what he said. Then we know why the response of Pshat was untenable. All I want to know is that one answer to that question. I want to know, what do you think the Rush holds about the Ramban's theory that is inconceivable for the Gazan to own it? Because at the end of the day, the Yush can never ever work for somebody with Yisuros Liyadim. What does the Rush hold about that topic? I wouldn't know the answer to that question. But the Ktos did. But the Ktos dug up a Rush. Not a Rush that talks about the topic. But the Ktos, Kedarka B'Kodesh, prove beyond the shadow of a doubt what the Rush holds about this topic. And this Mamish completes the Sugya. Rabbi Sai, when we introduced this idea last week, how Yush and Shira Shus work, is it through the Ramban's approach, or fundamentally Yush, or through the Rambam's approach, or fundamentally Shira Shus? What led us to believe that the Rambam has a different shot than the Ramban? What did the Rambam say that led us to believe?
He didn't care which order.
He couldn't have cared less about the order. Remember the Rambam says, Bein Zeh, Bein Zeh. If you care about the order, then you're not a Rambam person. Then you're a Ramban person. You know what the Bar Plukta of the Rambam is about the significance of the order? The Rush. The Rush of Babakama quotes the Rambam, and the Rambam says the order doesn't matter, and the Rush says, what do you mean it doesn't matter? Of course it matters. You better believe it matters. Of course the Yush had to precede the Shirushas. That's all the Rush said. Zok the Ktsois? That's all the Ktsois. All the Ktsois needed was one line of Rush. The Rush said that the order matters. I'll tell you exactly why the order matters. Because otherwise, what are you? You're an Yisuros Liyadi problem. If you're an Yisuros Liyadi problem, so then it's inconceivable for the Naisei, for the Gazlan never to own this money. If the Gazlan can never own the money, and you think Reb Chaim's right by Eva Kanani, then what did you just destroy? You're just stuck. You're a checkmate. The Ritvaz Mahalach is not possible in the Sugya. So that's what the Ktsoi says. The Ktsoi says it's the Rush refused to go down the route of the Ritva because to say that you don't need a Naisei and you thought that was Lahayud Ramayam. There's no Makkah for that. The Gemara Kedushin never said it. Such a Lahayud Ramayam. To go down the other route and say that you have a Naisei because it's Gibbiyah the Bank Yechad, that would buy you into the Rambam's camp of Yeshua Rishos, which is untenable according to the Rush, because he disagrees with the Rambam's order. And therefore, argues the Ktsoi, the Rush, the Shitaso, threw his hands up and says, but the Rush had to say, Shion daf yomi daf tam beis ma'beis. He had to read the Gemara. He had to say something. So he says, you know what this Gemara says? There's only one thing this Gemara says. You know what it says? Yush is kind at least the Chumah Midrabana. That's what the Rush said. So basically, I think we try to put some of the pieces together. But basically what we have is a combination of how many different sugyas are all one big piece of the puzzle. We have started out in the wrong Masechti. I didn't even open the Gemara Sukkah today. We're really, really learning Sukkah Daf Lamed. That's the real goal of today was to understand Yush and Shira Shus combining together to let those merchants use the Hadassah. That was the goal of Daf Lamed. Remember Rav Huna Hanan Bankeri. So that was goal number one. We were introduced to the parish of Yush and Shira Shus, which opened up our eyes to the question, how do those things work together? So we had to go analyze the Gemara Bet Yisur Liyadim. According to the Ramban, that was the key, that was the pivotal part of the Sugya. Then we got sidetracked with Rambams and other Rishonim. What's the order? We thought that was like a trivial part. That's the punchline at the end of the sugya. Then we realized everything's hinging upon the Gemara and Kedusha Daf and Beis. So now we have from Sukkah Daf Lamed to Baba Kama Daf Samech Vav to Kedusha Daf and Beis. But the real secret to Kedusha Daf and Beis is not a Kedusha Daf and Beis. It's really on the Zion and Aleph. So we have a fourth sugya. It's all mixing together. And now we realize, wait a second, that this whole sugi kedusha daf bei, which is hinging on daf zayin, has to be understood. Make the circle back again. It all goes back to yishin shir rishus. It all goes back to yisurus liyadei. Everything hinges on that ramban about yisurus liyadei. And we have fundamentally three different mahalchim and rishayim. How to read this kedusha sugi daf bei? How do you read this sugi? It's going to impact how you read yishin shir rishus. It's going to impact how you learn the sugya vis-a-vis the avagri, vis-a-vis the hadassim. So, I'll tell you a secret. I thought this was going to be the Shirayim of last week's Shira. I thought we were going to start the next Sugya. Okay, we did. Hopefully, that's a Shira the next time, so we'll begin the next Sugya. I think next Tuesday night, I have something. Next Tuesday night, so we probably won't be able to see a Shira Tuesday night. Is the other potentially available Monday night? Since I have to, okay, I have to just be revived when I'm available.
Sunday night.
Okay. Not
Monday.